Hey, I'm Grace Heighton, and welcome to the last episode of Whether Wuthering Heights Was Worth the Read. So in this episode, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to explain how I felt about the novel. I'm also going to do like the five W's, and I'm also going to give my opinions and how I would rate the book. In the last episode, I did a recap of what I talked about in the first episode. I did some summaries and just some major incidents. I also really focused on characters, and I talked a little bit about what my predictions were for the end. So I'm just gonna get right into it. I just finished the novel. All the thoughts are very new in my mind, and all I have to say is, wow, this novel was absolutely nothing like what I expected. It was crazy, and it was very interesting and unlike anything I've ever read before. And, you know, talking about it in previous episodes, not really knowing what was going to go on, I really had no idea what was going to happen, and I'm really excited to start talking about everything that went down, because it is just like, wow, that is absolutely crazy that all of this stuff happened. So to very, very, very quickly sum up what happened, we knew Catherine was sick. The reason Catherine was sick was because she was pregnant with Edgar's child. So Catherine ends up actually dying, giving birth to her kid, and that child they named Kathy. Meanwhile, we find out that Heathcliff is a very terrible person and that his wife, Isabella, has moved away to get rid of Heathcliff, or to move away and not be around him. She also has a child that is Heathcliff's baby. She ends up passing away years after she had the kid. I also forgot to mention, just to make sure things aren't confusing, I said that her name was Kathy, but she was born Catherine. Sometimes they call her Catherine, sometimes they call her Kathy. So I just wanted to clarify that, so that while I'm talking in the rest of this, it's not super confusing as to what her name is, and that I'm not talking. Catherine is no longer in the story. I'm now talking about Catherine's child, Catherine.
Before Isabella died, she sent her brother Edgar a letter asking him to come over and get Linton, her child, and bring him back to the Grange to live with them. But Heathcliff heard a wave of him going over and ended up taking the child from Edgar to take care of on his own. Catherine was upset by this because she wanted to be best friends with him, and obviously that didn't happen because he moved away and Edgar doesn't like Heathcliff and Heathcliff doesn't like Edgar, so Edgar did not want Catherine to know where he actually was going. So to skip a bunch in between, Catherine does end up finding out where Linton is, and Heathcliff makes it almost his mission to ensure that Catherine and Linton end up getting married. But Linton, unfortunately, is very, very sick and has always been very, very sick, and that is a concerning issue for the relationship. Heathcliff manages to marry Linton and Catherine, and, you know, things just go downhill from there. Hindley ends up dying, and her father, Edgar, also ends up dying. And with everyone no longer alive, it is just Heathcliff, Hareton, Kathy, and Linton living in the Heights, and Nelly stayed back to live in the Grange. So Kathy and Linton are living together in the Heights with Heathcliff and Hareton, and Linton is getting progressively more sick. So with that, he actually passes away, and Catherine is obviously very upset that she has lost her husband, but very slowly is trying to move on and just, you know, forget the past and, you know, go forward with her life. And she's living with Hareton, and Hareton is not very nice to her, and Heathcliff is not very nice to her, and nobody really cares for her in the house, and Nelly isn't allowed to come see her. So that's kind of where Nelly's story ends, and where we come back to see Lockwood's point of view for the rest of the story, or for most of the story. from here, Lockwood leaves for a year and then comes back to Wuthering Heights to find that Catherine and Hareton actually end up falling in love, and they're a very cute couple. And then we find out that Heathcliff actually dies, and then it goes to show how Nellie explains how he passes away. And that is almost everything that happens in the novel, aside from a few things, because, you know, if I told you everything, then you would not want to read the book, and you should definitely go read the book. So that is everything about that.
I really liked how this novel ended, because this novel ended in peace, and I'll read how it ended, because, or no, you know, I'll leave that to you guys if you guys want to read the book, because it ends in peace, and everyone is just happy. And I really like that, because the book was very chaotic and this and that, but in the end, it was the ending you were looking for, but you didn't know you were looking for it. It really was the perfect ending to such a novel. Honestly, I really enjoyed the book. I think that I would have enjoyed the book a little more the second time I read it, because the first time you're finding out characters and you're just trying to figure out, but I feel like I'll clue into a lot more things if I do choose to read the book again. And I think it'll be a while before I read it again, but I think that eventually I do want to read it again, because I feel like I'll be able to piece more things together and understand more, instead of just trying to understand, you know, the language and who the characters are and where they're living and who's speaking. But I think that the second time around, knowing a little bit about what I'm going into, it's going to be a great novel to read. I also think that maybe if I had watched the movie before I read the book would make a lot more sense. But once I got used to it, it really did start coming together, and I started understanding and enjoying the way that the author had wrote the words that she did. Now I'm just going to answer like the who, what, when, where, and why of the book. I definitely don't think that I can just say one character for the who, because it is so many characters. But one main character that I think is really looked past is Nellie, because Nellie's the one telling the story, and I think that Nellie is definitely looked past, because, you know, it's not about Nellie, but she's there throughout the entire novel. And I didn't even clue into that until I was thinking about, like, who, and then I was like, Nellie, she was there through it all. She told the entire story, even though it wasn't about her. She was the one telling the story from her point of view and perspective. But if we're not talking about Nellie, it would be Catherine, Edgar, and Heathcliff, and then their children, Hareton, Linton, and Catherine, again, or Kathy. You know, what is a weird thing to ask about a book? And I think that that's up for interpretation, what means, but to me it's what is the book, what makes the book, what is the book about. And the book is about love and hatred and anger and just passion. And the back of the book, it even says that just this book was a risk, and it was thought to be such a publishing risk that the author was asked to pay some of the publication costs, which I think is a really cool fun fact. So, you know, this book is all about how you want to interpret it. And I think that's what's cool, is everything or everyone will take something different from this book. Well, this novel spans over many years. It starts in the late 1700s into the very, very early 1800s. And you get to see how different life was. We learn that, you know, people get sick so easily, and from that they can die. And I mean, if you take a second to think about it, Hareton and Kathy were cousins, and Kathy's uncle was forcing Kathy to marry another one of her cousins. If that ever happened this day and age, there would be... That is just an absolute no-no nowadays. But back then, it was so normal, you know, marry your cousin. And I think that's absolutely crazy. And that just goes to show how old the novel was, because I think even now, if a novelist were to write a novel about the modern day and age, that would not be in the book at all. But this novelist was living in that time, writing about stuff that happened at that time. And, you know, that was one of the things that they did. And I think that, again, just goes to show how old this novel really is. Well, this novel took place in northern England in two homes. There was Wuthering Heights and there was Thrushcross Grange. And this novel, you could really picture where it was, because that was one thing the author was really good at, was getting the pictures across about, you know, the rolling hills and the stone pathways and the beautiful gardens in England, and you can really picture it, and I think that was really cool. Last but not least is why. And for me, why means why did you choose the novel? And I spoke on this the first episode, and I'll speak on it again. I chose the novel because it was talked about in Twilight, which is another novel that I absolutely love. And I read it, and I wanted to read it to be able to understand Twilight even more than I already do. And that was the reason why. I am so glad that I chose to read this novel, because I learned so much about what it was like to live in a time back then, and all kinds of other stuff that I didn't think that I even wanted to learn, and I did, and I feel accomplished because it was a classic novel, and I really wanted to read it, and I did, and it was very, very good. And, you know, that may have been why I chose to read the novel, but I think that the reason why you should read this novel is because it is a truly great novel and a really great classic and a really great way to start reading older novels. And I think that's why you should read it. I would give this novel like a solid like 8.5 out of 10. And the only things that I really have to not even complain but just to say is that, you know, it is a difficult read, or it may not be. It was for me. It was the first classic novel I've ever read, and it was such, I feel accomplished because I really wanted to read it, and I did, and it was good. And I enjoyed the ending, and I liked a lot of it. The only really, I guess, sort of complaint would be just sometimes I felt like things were over-explained, or things were under-explained. Like, I don't know, like, it could have also just been because I was on a time crunch, and it felt like the words that I was reading weren't necessary to be reading, because I just wanted to finish the novel so that I could finish the final episode of my podcast. So, I'd give it a 9 out of 10, actually, now that I think about it, because I don't have much to complain about. I've really, really enjoyed it. And it makes me really excited that I finally, like, finished this novel, and that it was as good as, if not better, than what I expected. So, I don't know. It was a good read. And with that, I have to say goodbye. This is my final episode of my podcast. The school year is coming to an end. My book came to an end, and, you know, it took me a while to finish it, but it was really good. And I don't know, it's exciting to finish it and to say that I read it. I would recommend this book to others. I really would. I think that it is a really great first classic novel to read. I think that there's something in it for everyone. And yeah, that's what I have to say. Thank you so much for listening to my first and second podcast, if you did, and if you didn't, then this podcast would make no sense to you. And just want to say thank you and goodbye. I'm Grace Heighton, and thank you so much for listening to Whether Wuthering Heights Was Birth to Read. And for those of you who were wondering, Wuthering Heights was birth to read.